I'm going to say video conference call. And you're going to say, ugh. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The video conference software company Zoom goes public on Thursday, promising to make customers happier with their meetings. Hope springs eternal, right? Most video calls are still full of pauses, delays, garbled audio, and unusable interfaces. Even though we really need this tech right now. A Gallup poll last year found that 70% of people all over the world work remotely at least once a week, and globalization means a lot more remote offices and bureaus. Nick Barber is an analyst at Forrester Research. He said video conferencing tech is still pretty hard in terms of reliable bandwidth and video compression. And then there's just the human factor. People just aren't sure it's worth the trouble.
Most people, regardless of generation, are a bit hesitant in terms of doing a call over video. So it's getting people interested, comfortable with the technology, and also showing value. So if you're just doing it to be face-to-face, that's one thing. But if you leverage the ability to share the screen, collaborate in real time, those are all additional benefits that you can bring with video conferencing that drives up the value of that video experience.
Yeah, it's so interesting because we've been swimming upstream with this technology for so long. Is it possible that it is actually not the right solution?
I think there certainly is a need for this because we know that depending on, you know, what studies you look at, anywhere between about 40 and 60% of communication is nonverbal. We as humans can both recognize and create almost a quarter of a million facial expressions. Without that video piece, you're missing out on a huge portion of the conversation by just having audio.
How much money is there, do you think, for the company that actually gets this technology right?
The whole thing with employee collaboration and putting a dollar amount on it is it's sort of squishy. When we use video and in a collaboration way, it's sort of like, well, you know, we saved this money on travel and maybe we got to market a little bit faster too and we had fewer meetings and things like that. But it's really hard to put a dollar sign on that.
Sure. But do we have a sense of how much companies spend just in kind of annual dollars on WebEx and solutions like that?
It varies on the size of the organization. I will say that companies today, because of this fragmented nature of the collaboration space, particularly related to video, are relatively large companies losing about $1 million a year in lost productivity because of this challenging video conferencing environment in terms of getting the call started on time, getting the people into the call. That's very challenging. In fact, some companies spend upwards of 8 to 10 minutes fiddling with buttons and getting people onto calls, and that translates into real money.
Nick Barber is an analyst at Forrester Research. I should say there are high hopes for Zoom in terms of its modern cloud-based tech and interface, and as an investment. Unlike just about every other tech company going public this year, Zoom is profitable and has had user growth over 100% each year. And now for some related links. Zoom, full name Zoom Video Communications, is planning to raise $626 million in its IPO. It's valued at $8.7 billion currently, and despite its actual profitability and user growth, that's still less than the week's other big IPO, Pinterest, expected to file on Thursday at a proposed valuation of $10.6 billion. Pinterest hopes to raise $1.2 billion in its public outing, although it has not yet turned a profit. Pinterest did recently start showing more of an interest in making money, trying to appeal more to advertisers, and adding features like buy buttons that let you actually shop for the pretty things that you like to stick on your virtual corkboard. Quartz has an interesting read this week on Pinterest's, quote, frumpy Midwestern charm, which is a little condescending. But it writes that the company skipped the whole move fast and break things attitude of companies like Facebook or Uber or Google, all of whom have, of course, been hauled before various authorities as a result. Pinterest's audience is mostly growing overseas and is also 2/3 women, who find Pinterest, unlike most of the rest of social media, to be a pretty nice place to hang out and dream of living your best life. I actually hadn't been to Pinterest in a while, to be honest, but I went and peeked at it today. And apparently my vision of my best life involves a very elaborate Halloween party. You can find that quartz story and all the other links I mentioned today at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and this is Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Susan in Alta, California, wrote to tell us she believes Marketplace is an important source of business news and that she trusts our hosts and reporters to be clear and objective. She's also a Marketplace investor. To join her in keeping public service journalism strong, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Susan and everyone who makes our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.